Don Schiefelbein with us from the Minnesota Cattlemen. And as we talk, it's late in the day, day number two of Farm Fest. Give me your impressions on what you've seen. This is actually a pretty good show, isn't it?
Oh, today's been absolutely fantastic. The weather's turned around. And boy, when the weather turns around, the numbers show up, don't they? There's just a tremendous number of people here, and we're excited to see the volumes of people come through the gate.
Well, you were taking part in a forum on Tuesday, day number one, involving regulation being a threat to agriculture. Was that a fair title for the forum?
Yeah, in fact, that's what I touched on. I used that title exactly in my talk.
Okay.
When I travel around the state and ask people, what is your biggest concern that's going to keep you in business, yes or no, in the future? Almost always the number one response I get is the increased regulation they have to deal with.
Can you give us, for example, as folks that don't necessarily live on livestock farms anymore, what are some one or two challenging regulations that you have to live with?
Well, let me give you one of the great big ones. Let's say you're a family farm who right now has 1,000 animals, and you want to bring in one additional family member. So you have to bump to 1,100, 1,050, or 1,200 animals to bring in that additional family member. So you're just going up a couple hundred animals. Now you've increased your level that you went from where you could allow manure to be discharged in your yard. Now you have to go to a zero discharge and collect every drop of rainfall that hits anywhere where your cattle are. Mm. And all of a sudden now you have an increased expense, increased cost, and it makes it very difficult to rise up to that next level and incur the cost to go from a zero discharge system.
What kind of trends are you noticing when it comes to regulation in the last several years? Is it on the way up?
Well, not only is it going on the way up, the problem I had, and it's what I addressed here yesterday, is it seems like the culture of the regulators is changing over the last few years.
Okay.
At one time, the culture of the regulators in our industry is one that says, we understand you don't want to pollute, we don't want you to pollute either, let's work together to get together a plan that allows us both to protect the environment and for you to have a profitable operation.
It's
transitioned, I think, to one that is, boy, there's a lot of rules here. You better follow them correctly, or we're going to catch you and we're going to fine you, versus kind of walking them through the red tape.
Well, what happens, just as a for example, when a livestock farmer doesn't care for his animals, doesn't care for the land, if he doesn't do that, isn't he out of business?
Yeah, and that's what's so silly. It's almost self-regulated, because if you don't do things right today in the competitive business we have, you don't need an MPCA, a DNR, anybody else to tell you to do this or that. You're going to go out of business. If you're misusing fertilizer, animal waste, boy, in today's prices, you're not going to stay in business.
No, absolutely not. What about cost of feed? I know you'd mentioned that previously. Are we doing okay there?
Well, you know, we're at record cost of feed, but the way I always look at it, it's not necessarily the cost of feed that matters. It's how does your region compete to the rest of the world? In other words, how are you doing relative to your competition? Minnesota right now today is positioned, I believe, as good as any state in the country on a competitive feed value.
Okay.
We're fortunate that we have the ethanol plants, and we have lots of byproducts like beet plants, et cetera, here, that allow us to have a lot of feed supply at fairly discounted rates that the whole rest of the country doesn't have available to them.
That's wonderful. What about just the state of the livestock industry, beef cattle in general in Minnesota? Is it a healthy industry right now?
It's the economics are the best really it's ever been in the history. So it's extremely good. So you'd think that, boy, I bet the economy is such where people are jumping into the animal livestock business right now. And the answer is no.
Okay.
There is so much fear of regulation, and there is a little bit of fear and uncertainty just on the general economy that they're saying things are pretty good. Let's pay off all of our debt, and let's just kind of keep everything at status quo.